So how many times has anybody fallen asleep on Turncast?
Scott, every week.
There have been a few times lately that I have been tired when it gets to be like 11-ish or so and I can feel myself starting to do the nod thing.
I fell asleep once. My wife woke me up. She's like, "You're sleeping!"
Moments from the Polycast Cooperative Civilization multiplayer experience. This is Turncast.
You guys can't hear me, can you? Oh, no, that night.
We can hear you.
Can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you, but, you know, I'm not in the game, so...
No, it's just weird. It, every so often, my doesn't light up when I talk.
Your noise gate's probably a little high.
What, sir?
The detection for it's probably set a little bit high, so it's not picking you up.
You do sound a little bit like you're further away from your mic than usual.
Testing.
Testing.
Hello.
Oh, hang on. Testing.
Testing.
Yep, we hear you.
For some reason, I picked up my Microsoft, my other mic.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's using your correct mic.
Now it does, though.
It sounds worse than it did before, though.
You're, like, louder, but it's cutting your end of your sentences off more.
Weird. I was wondering why you didn't sound as clear as you normally did.
Picking up my life cam. Testing.
There we go. Much louder now.
Oh! That was almost yelling.
Testing.
Testing.
We hear you.
I can hear you.
Testing.
I don't know why my Microsoft life cam got picked up. Testing.
Very good. It's much better now. You sound more like yourself.
Doesn't sound like Steve's down a hole.
Right.
I have a hole.
Well, yes. Hey.
Testing. Then,
yes.
Testing.
Yep.
Nope.
Yeah, so how are... Or...
Dan doesn't actually listen to all the words. He looks for what he recognizes, laugh track.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think we just should randomly laugh just for no reason whatsoever. Just screwing you, Dan.
You know he's gonna actually put this in now, right?
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's what he gets for not being here and like doing other stuff. I mean, what is this? Spending time with your family? I don't get that.
A new family too.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, we're his old pseudo family, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
We went to his wedding. Internet family. We need attention too.
We see Daddy on every other weekend.
Oh God.
Oh no. Wasn't there somebody who said, "Wait, does that make Mackie mommy?" And I'm like, "Wait."
Oh, God.
But I didn't say it.
I remember somebody said that at some point.
Yeah, I think you said that was a while ago, though.
Mackie mama?
Yes. Not your mama.
How many times does it take for the trading post to be built? Like, does the trader go back and forth like two or three times or something?
I think it just has to reach the destination once.
Once and then go back?
I think the trade route has to complete its cycle.
Entirely?
Maybe.
Wish it was
and I also
faster.
Think it depends on the length of the route in tiles. I think it completes the route at least once. I don't know, because when I was doing the achievement for the longest road achievement with Russia, it only seemed like it went down once in the life of the trade route. But then when they're closer cities, they seem to go back and forth pretty frequently, so I don't know. You know what? I can look that up, I bet.
Needs a laugh here, so Dan knows to look at this conversation. Now go back, Dan.
Whenever a civilization finishes a trade route to a certain city for the first time, that is, the route runs its allotted number of turns, it creates a trading post in the city center or district of that destination city.
Where we have to randomly laugh every once in a while.
You're the victor, I can send you a control alliance so you don't have pressure from my cities.
That would be good.
Oh, I said hi before Dan said hi, even though he's recording already?
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt, but, you know, some people don't mind doing that, I guess. Wait, what?
Don't worry, guys, I won't tell them what you were saying.
No, Josh, spill the beans. Gain favor, be my favorite.
Let's talk about episode length.
Oh, I got a decent-ish start.
What's the map type, Dan?
It's Archipelago. Just so that there's no confusion, Tim, you may recall Hopefully you recall that this is cooperative multiplayer, so we don't actually declare war on fellow human players. We go after the AI.
Except Dan.
Except, well...
There will be no pulling of rough highs at any point during the game. Thank you!
If people want to go ish, then you're allowed to go ish, I guess.
Just so you know, Tim. Just so you know.
Make sure that if you declare on Dan, you have sufficient forces to ruin him so he can't come back. That's an important point.
Build battleships.
I mean, if someone wants to get themselves killed, then, you know, that's...
Yeah, that's true.
No barbs on him.
In some ways, that's more amusing. But on the other hand, if it's Dan, we need to make sure he gets beaten.
Mm-hmm. No, barbs are disabled and so is religious victory. Everything else is good to go.
That's a dark age. Wonderful.
Same here.
Back of the golden age.
Oh, shut up.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mean it in the best possible way.
No, you're not.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry.
Well, there's stuffing things this way. There's Niter. It turns out there was Niter right there. I'd sent the settler before he even knew it was down there. It's like, oh, hey, bonus.
Lots of Niter all over your land, I see.
Yeah.
Niter and tons of wheat.
Oh, no, I'm missing 1 point for a golden age.
Aww. Aww. Everybody go, aww.
Aww.
Aww, snap.
Yeah,
wrong
snap.
Kind of ball, Phil. I don't know what this week is.
Week. Week.
Well, now Dino's squeaking, but I don't think that's what you heard.
You're just laughing now just to screw up Dan.
Dan will like that one, I'm sure.
I don't know, I'm starting to really laugh because you're laughing so good.
I can't stop.
Damn.
He's got the giggle.
I don't hear a squeak.
It's the funniest moment of the show, guys.
Not me.
Okay, apparently it's when I select my units it's doing it.
When you do what with your unit?
So it's all useful.
Weak!
Oh, if it's a siege unit, though, it might be the squeaky wheel thing.
Oh,
that.
I didn't have a siege unit at the time.
Why is the samurai squeaking?
His armor. Because the samurai rusty. Wants to squeak.
I don't know.
Armor is very, very rusty. It needs oil.
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me.
Double.
Needles?
No more.
All right, that's enough of that.
Now, Mackie.
Man, that's quite a voice for Mackie, geez.
Man.
Oh, don't worry.
It sounds just like her.
I don't know what it is, Josh, but I just like making comments that are like poke, 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 just to gauge your reaction. You're like the... You're the new Ixy.
Now Josh, too, can build farms on hills.
Am I drinking enough for that?
Got really quiet all of a sudden.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay, good. I died.
No, you're still alive.
Oh, yeah, and the Rimworld meta now is...
China really didn't build that much of a military.
No, they don't have much of anything left anymore. Let's see, what does the game tell me? Not much of a navy to speak of. I mean, they were leading it. They had frigates early. They even had got to frickin' ironclads, but then they just stalled.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm worried about it. Then they didn't even move on me at all.
Yeah, see, the AI doesn't really,
really
do
weak
much.
For a long time, and they didn't...
Well, let me embrace Renaissance.
Oh, man. I briefly alluded to that earlier, actually, and then I thought, no one picked up on it. Okay, I'll just let it go. It's Turncast Classic. Thanks, Dino.
It's much more fun, though, when Mackie's around to complain.
I know it is.
That's true. It's much more enjoyable when Mackie's around to complain. I agree.
Renaissance! Why did we stop doing that?
Record dates in range, October 2018. Civilization 3 clips, copyright Infogrames Atari, Civilization 4 and 5, Take-Two Interactive. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net.